Welcome to the Kisk My Health radio show series on Building Fortunes Radio. Kisk My Health is brought to you by the universally recognized Cranberry King, Captain Cranman, Stephen Lukowski. Over the past 30 years, Stephen has worked with North American dietary supplement companies in the nutraceutical industry. His efforts and connections generate ingredient sales through innovative delivery systems and effective marketing and brand management strategies. Today on Kisk My Health, Stephen is joined by guest host Peter Mingles. Make sure you check out previous Kisk My Health episodes at www.buildingfortunesradio.com or kiskmyhealth.com. Along with our marketing partners, we are here to help our customers improve their health, build their businesses, and make the world a better place. At Kisk My Health, we know how much your health and your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell another friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now, on to our show with your hosts, Captain Cranman and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on the Kisk My Health radio show on Building Fortunes Radio. My name is Peter Mingles. Our special guest host, co-host with me, is Stephen Lukowski. For those people that know Stephen Lukowski, you know he's also known as Captain Cranman. And I met Stephen first on a Citizens for Health radio show that we were doing with President James Gormley. James Gormley, for those people that aren't familiar with James, is a great man. He's an author. He's done work for decades to be able to help customers and a whole bunch of other things as well. And that's how I first met Stephen Lukowski. Well, James Gormley took over for Jim Turner, who's a wonderful attorney over in Washington, D.C., who almost founded Citizens for Health. They've been around forever. But he passed away, Jim Turner did. And we were doing replays on Citizens for Health radio show, but I was really kind of begging somebody to take over because they are so good. James Gormley did, and we ran radio shows every Friday for about a year. And then all of a sudden, James passed away. I called Stephen because there were a few people that I knew that maybe we had some common ground with. So I called Stephen to let him know, and Stephen told me that he knew already, but he was also working with James on other projects. And we both kind of spoke about how we can't let James Gormley be disremembered or just, you know, fade away. Like, you got to stay in front of it. So we said, let's do some radio shows. At that same time, I was talking about my Kisk book that we were writing, my Keep It Simple Circle book. I do a lot of training for sales guys and stuff like that, so we needed some way for them to stay focused, so we came up with our Keep It Simple Circle. Well, if anyone has ever worked with Stephen Lukowski before, you know he's a creative guy. And as soon as I said our KISS Keep It Simple Circle, he said, wait a minute, I got it. We're going to do KISK My Health. And I said, I kind of like that. And he says, well, what it's going to be is we're going to call it Key Influencers and then Super Champions. So Captain Cranman comes through. So we started the KiskMyHealth.com website, and we have the Kisk My Health radio show to memorialize people like James Gormley and Jim Turner. But also when we were speaking with Stephen, he's like, you know, I know a lot of people that need to be recognized, and they have such great contributions while they're alive on this planet. We need to let people know. I said, absolutely, let's do it. And we've done that so far. We've had some great guests. I mean, just knock them out of the park kind of guests on the Kisk My Health radio show. So I want to say thank you to Stephen Lukowski. And for those people, you got to learn how to spell it. I know because I type it in all the time, but it's Lukowski. He's huge on LinkedIn, so plug in there. He's really great at promoting and endorsing and celebrating a whole bunch of stuff. And you can't help but get excited when you're talking to Stephen Lukowski. So Stephen with a P-H, and Lukowski, Lukowski on the Kisk My Health radio show. So, Stephen, it is an honor and a pleasure, as usual, to have you and your guests on the Building Fortunes Kisk My Health radio show. Take it away.
Thank you, Peter. And thanks for that very-tastic introduction that you just gave me. You always seem to set the bar higher all the time. And today's no exception. Our next guest has set the bar so high, he's climbed that ladder from walking into the industry to where he is today. His message is so inspirational. And I have to keep reminding people that, you know, the people we're listening to on this radio show have climbed not just the ladder of success, but they faced adversity. They faced challenges. They overcame them. They have been just can-do stars, transformational leaders. These are people that have opened the doors for so many others to follow their footsteps and create their own. And I'm one of those persons that really am a better person today because of, the next guest we're going to be listening to, which is Joe Bradley, you know, the CEO of Step Change Innovations. So welcome to the show, Joe. I really appreciate you taking the opportunity to be here with us.
Stephen, thank you. And Peter, thank you. Stephen, that's so kind of you. It's really tremendous to be with you today. And words are too kind. Thank you.
Well, thanks. Just to take a step back here, you know, Joe, I wanted you on the show sooner, and I know you've been so busy, and I just have to share with you, when Peter talked about James Gormley, I couldn't get him in the cranberry bogs at Fredor. I wanted him to experience that. Same thing with you. But he touched the lives of so many, and nobody really knew his story, and that inspired me to want to have you on the show, because it's all about giving back. It's recognizing not just people in our industry as business people, but real people, what they've accomplished personally and how they helped become mentors for so many, and breaking down barriers, creating opportunities for other companies to grow and become better for knowing you. And today is a really exciting day because we get to go back to, I think, when we first met, 2008 or 9, I think 2007 even. I've got some emails that I sent to you.
Wow, I know.
It's going crazy. But
unbelievable.
But people, yeah, Joe, I really would like you to go before we tell. Well, let me just share this with people who don't know Joe Bradley. Okay, I always think everybody knows Joe. All right, but Joe Bradley is the CEO and the co-founder of Change Innovations, a company he co-created to address the challenges of bringing science-backed ingredients to the market. You know, he's got over 20 years of experience in the ingredient industry. He's experienced firsthand the obstacles that science-based ingredient sales teams really face, and not just yesterday, but more importantly today. Now at Step Change, he leverages his deep industry knowledge and network to help sales teams succeed with less frustration by simplifying the commercialization process and driving revenue growth for ingredient and technology solutions. And we're going to talk about Step Change, Joe, but right now I want to talk about you, the real person, the friend that I've known over all these years. Go back to your childhood. I want to know more about, your family, where you went to school, where you were born. Let's start right there, okay? So let's talk about your childhood, right, where you were born and raised.
Geez, Stephen, you want to go that far? not that interesting here. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm your typical Midwest guy. Grew up, born and raised in Cleveland, still live in Cleveland. My roots are here, family here. My business is here. I love it here. This is where I've settled. This is where I want to be. And, it's funny that, a lot of people, it's interesting that, this kind of hub of biotech is also in Cleveland. And it's interesting that, we grew Ganaden in Cleveland, Nestle is in Cleveland. Obviously we started Step Change in Cleveland, and the fact that we've been able to kind of thrive, and Cleveland Clinic is here. So the fact that we've been able to, you know, Cleveland, you know, it's an underdog city, and, you know, we're, but we love it, and you know, we're going to continue to, you know, grow businesses here, and
Well, you went to school there, yeah.
I did.
You grew up. Obviously, tell us a little bit about just a little bit of your childhood. All right. You have sisters, brothers. Right. Tell us a little bit more about that time period of growing up.
So I grew up. It's kind of funny. My dad was, it's funny. I grew up, blue collar. My dad never made more than, $50,000 a year. My mom had MS. But I, I never, we never wanted for anything. We had everything. We always had everything. We had private school, Catholic school upbringing. It was just, we had the best childhood you can imagine, Stephen. I mean, it really was. I mean, you've been to Cleveland, you've met my family. It's just, you've met a lot of my friends through the years. So, I mean, you've gotten to know a lot of them. So, it's a special place. And, I don't know how I'm incredibly, I think the values and, the way my parents raised me is, I think a lot of that has, how I want to treat employees and how I treat my colleagues through the years, with that respect and that kind of family approach to doing business, where, it's kind of contagious, and, that's, I think it rubs off on everybody. So, and I think that's the way
do you have a valuable lesson that your parents, taught you that you want to share with those?
Well, I think, there's character matters, respect, responsibility. I think stay humble, but character. I mean, man, Stephen, I think it's, especially now, I think in the world we live in, I mean, that's important. But,
Well, I'm just looking at, when we look at what our parents have taught us and the experiences we've gone through as a childhood, it really shapes us to where we are today. And I think parenting is a, you're a super dad, right? You're a successful businessman. You're a great father, right? You're a loving husband, right? And you've been so good, your charitable venture in the Karen Bradley, which we'll talk about a little bit later, right? And I've always say these are footsteps that lead you, right? And up that ladder.
You're better. Stephen. Yeah, thank you. And I mean, we're on this earth for how long? You got to give back. And what's the point of it all? You got to, if you're not giving back, it's why we're here.
Where did you go to school? For college, university?
I had an interesting college. Coming out of high school, it's funny. I mentioned I went to a prep school, high school. I didn't know what the hell I was going to do coming out of high school. Your typical jock, I wanted to play football. I went to college to play football. And then I didn't know what I was going to do, honestly. And I think right around my freshman year, my dad's company went through Chapter 11, and my mom got really sick, had a massive stroke and from the MS. And I ended up coming home from college. And it was, you know, all my friends were away at school. I came home to kind of help out at home. And that was kind of the best, thing that kind of happened. It was terrible at the time, but I had to kind of figure it out, and ended up going to Cleveland State and applying myself, paying my way through, and ended up getting a business degree. And my first job out of school, I graduated in 2001, August of 2001, right before September 11th. And my first job was actually selling, I worked for Icon, if you remember what that was, selling paper, legal document, calling on attorneys in downtown Cleveland. And might have been the worst job market at the time after September 11th, and worst job you could possibly have, but it was what it was. It was like, wow, I don't want to ever do that again. You know, that was the worst thing you could ever imagine, but it built character. And I had various internships at the time before that, working for, you know, wealth management companies and getting hung up on, you know, pretty much any horrible sales job you can imagine, you know, I had done during my college years. So I eventually got into medical sales, and that was, you know, my first taste of success, and that eventually led to my introduction to Ganaden in my early 20s, I think early to mid 20s. So
let's talk about that. I was trying to figure out how you got into the industry to begin with, and maybe some people don't know who Ganaden is, right, who are listening. All right, but that's where I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the trade shows, but with Ganaden, and you could tell us a little bit more about Ganaden and who that company was.
Yeah, Ganaden was a pioneering, really the one of the pioneering early stage probiotic ingredient companies. Really, the company that pioneered the use of spore-forming probiotics in food, beverage, and dietary supplement applications. So Ganaden had two successful exits, the first being its consumer product business, Digestive Advantage, which was sold, I believe, in 2011 to Schiff. And then in 2017, we sold the ingredient business to Kerry Group, out of Ireland,
mm-hmm.
And respectively. And so it was an incredible experience, but the early days, even as you know, were incredibly challenging. And I think
there was a lot of blue scotches in between here, all right? But, you know, I'm sharing with people that, you know, you broke down the walls, the barriers, okay? I'm in the pro.
I have a lot of gray hair and a lot of – I aged a lot from that time,
yeah.
But it was – I wouldn't change anything. It was an incredible, you know, incredible experience,
yeah, well,
but it was tough.
Well,
it was.
You're a medical sales rep, you joined Gated in, I think, what, 1997? You don't know anything about probiotics, either does the rest of the world that much, all right? And here you are knocking on doors trying to sell probiotics.
Yeah, I think we didn't know what we didn't know at the time, and I think it was, it was an adventure, and But, you know, when we first started, it was, there was, you know, and that was part of the fun of it, I think, too. It was kind of the Wild West. We didn't, everything was, you know, everything was at our fingertips in a lot of ways. You know, at the same point, we had a lot of naysayers, both in the, you know, and both in the you know, intelligentsia and the you know, food industry and the manufacturing industry. You know the idea. You know, I tell the story a lot. You know, my first Expo West trade show. I remember I was so excited, Stephen. I was, you know, I think we had set up our trade show booth ourselves, and, you know, there we are. We're, you know, so excited. You know, this is Expo West, the big, you know, I think it was probably 2005, 2006, I don't know. And there we are. And this old guy comes up, you know, I'm so excited. I give him the pitch, you know, hey, I've got this spore-forming probiotic. It can go into food and beverage. You can use it in everything. And this old guy, I wish I had his name, puts his arm around me. He goes, son, he goes, you seem like you got a lot of energy. I'm going to give you some advice. He goes, go back to the hotel. Print out your resume. He goes, by the end of the show, somebody will hire you. He goes, you'll never be successful putting probiotics in food or beverage. You won't be. Best of luck to you. And I thought, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? Stephen, I had more people. I mean, I felt like I told you when I was in college, I used to cold call on selling financial services and stuff like that. I had more success cold calling retirees on annuities than I did selling probiotics in the first few years of Ganaden. I did. It was possible. I mean, think of it, selling Bacillus strains.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
So, I mean, the idea of it early on was just crazy. So, but look, well, I mean, perseverance pays. I mean, look at the. Now you can go in every food aisle in the world, pretty much, and see a Bacillus product, food, beverage, or whatever. And we pioneered it. We did.
And the reason why I'm bringing this all out for the listeners is to understand that when you see Joe Bradley today, it's just not Joe Bradley, the super champion that he is. It's what he has done. And when he talks about persistence and perseverance and determination, what he's not telling you is about his passion, or his passion for helping others, his passion for making change in the industry. Yeah, and he, you know, and I would believe that when we first met and you were in Canada trying to, you know, knock down the walls of probiotics and food back then, you know, I remember we were talking to a company called Sunny Crunch Food.
Oh, my gosh.
Probiotics and granola bars.
Steven, oh, my gosh. Then. I'm having flashbacks. Oh, my gosh. Those were great. I mean, well, wait, how about that? I mean, we have our first taste of success, Steven. I mean, there you go. And then, like, okay, we finally have a product we're about to launch. And then Health Canada comes and sends us a cease and desist because we don't have approval. that was what we would have to deal with all the time. But those were, I wouldn't change a thing. Those were great days.
But it gets you, your mindset back then. You were thinking of putting probiotics on oral film strips, right? Oral film strips.
I mean, we got laughed we were ahead of our time in so many different things. Cereal, oatmeal. And the hard part was too, it was you would, and we see this now with a lot of ingredient companies that are launching new ingredients too. It's the challenge of, you know, of any functional ingredient company is you spend so much time in development, and then when a company launches, you know, you got to hope that they have enough juice with them, you know, against the product that it doesn't die on the vine. I mean, we would see that a lot, and you know, but we had, you know, probiotic tortillas, and I mean, some of the craziest product launches you can imagine.
Yeah, but I have a shout out to you because you've earned, and I don't think people recognize, but Joe Bradley, I think you got into the gummy business, probiotic gummies.
We were the first. Thank you, Stephen. Yeah, we were the first.
Well, you know, you pioneered breaking down the walls with that company, and you know, the company I believe had about 135 patents within, you know, its applications, innovations, and then one day you wake up and your world changed. What it Gaydon, you found out, was sold to Kerry. Can you tell us what happened after that?
No, it was. You know, one of the great days of my life. I mean, when it was a surreal day too. It was a great day. Like, you know, when I started at Ganeden, I think we thought, okay, the company will be sold in 3 years. You know, and then 15 years later, you know, we finally sold it. But it was like all of our hard work had finally, you know, we achieved the goal that we set out to achieve, and it was a special feeling, Stephen. It really was. And and Kerry was and is an incredible company, and I spent a number of years there as they built up what became their proactive health business, which is and they're an unbelievable business, and I have nothing but respect for what they're building over there. And but yeah, it was just you know, they believed in the vision of what we were doing, and felt that BC30 and Ganeden fit perfectly with their commitment to health and wellness. And it was just a cool moment. That's all I can say. I would wish it for everyone in our industry to have that, you know, experience.
Well, I respect, you know, that company even more because, you know, they treated their employees as family. Much like what you are doing today at Step Change, right?
They treated they really did, and I could say that they treated me and my colleagues exceptionally, and I have the utmost respect for them for that, and I made lifelong friends there, and to this day that I still keep in touch with. So,
They looked after everybody, and you had an opportunity to reflect after working there, before you joined Kerry, right, on what you wanted to do with life. Right?
I did, I could say the seed for Step Change, at least the idea, the seed. In my head started to kind of percolate or germinate, I should say, around the time when we sold Digestive Advantage, believe it or not. It really took shape, you know, obviously after the sale of Ganeden to Kerry, but, you know, kind of what I learned, Stephen, from the Ganeden journey was, it's really hard, and you know this, I mean, of course, it's really hard to sell science-backed ingredients. the sales cycles are long. And listen, it's hard to sell anything, but there's something about selling science-backed ingredients that's difficult. And it's, you know, I wanted to, if I could create a business to impart a lot of the learnings that I had, you know, a lot of the lessons that I learned, a lot, and trust me, a lot of the mistakes that I made, and I made a lot of mistakes. If I can impart that wisdom on to the industry in unique ways, that's what I want to do. I didn't want to, and I wanted to do it in a unique way. I didn't want to start a consultancy, didn't want to start a distributorship. I wanted to do something different and impactful. That's what I wanted to do. And in essence, that's what I did with Step Change. And what's I'm sorry, Steve.
All right, no, just for a second. I think there's more to it because you were a corporate employee, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, most all your life, right? And but now you became an entrepreneur, right? That seed was planted before you became a corporate employee. I think, you know, you look at what you're doing now, you had an entrepreneurial drive to start something and a passion.
I did. I was... I can say that I don't know where it came from. I think you have, it's funny. I think, you know, Chris Foltz, who manages a retail business here at Step Change, we were actually talking about this, a couple days ago. I think, you know, you got to be a little crazy sometimes to do what we're doing. And you also have to have a lot of courage. I think there's certain things that, you know, that come up on a daily basis that you just have to, you have to weather a lot of storms, but, I am so grateful. I've had some of the best teachers, and some of the best mentors in that I can, you know, Stephen, I really have. I feel like everything in my life has led me to this. So this has been a dream of mine since I can remember, since I was in college. I mean, this is what I had been working toward. So I wouldn't change anything. I'm so grateful. I'm so lucky. I'm so blessed. I can't tell you. I mean, this is – that I get to do this every day, I cannot believe it. I am so lucky.
Yeah, it's a privilege, isn't it, Joe, that we wake up and we can make a difference in this world? You know,
you have no idea, Stephen. I am so, so grateful. So lucky.
And
I pinch myself every day. I can't believe I'm doing this.
I think it all comes back to our childhood, to, you know, our parents, you know, giving us the valuable lessons, you know, that hard work, persistence, connections, networking, you know, being kind to others, being a good person,
If I could go back and to that kid in college who was having a hard time and say, hey, you know, look, it's going to be okay, dude. you're going to be all right. I try to tell my kids, it's like, you don't realize how lucky you are. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have, you know, but there's, the sun is going to shine. We're so lucky to have what we have. So, anyway.
Yeah. But you know what? We've had mentors, all right? And as you mentioned, I had, my Willie Pelzers, Sonic Crunch Foods in Germany, and he was in the war camps back then, and he was the put granola.
He was awesome. What a guy, man!
Amazing.
I was lucky to know him. Yeah. What a character.
Like he was so humble. Yeah. He was always putting other people first, like yourself. And then I had Jim Miranda from the president of Swiss Herbal Remedies that just, took me in and just fast-tracked, like you were doing a step change, guiding me valuable lessons that take you years. I was a crash course in a matter of 10. And then I got Sylvain Dufour from Fruit Dior, who listened to the value-added story of cranberry, how we could take the biomass and turn it into where it is today. So, these are champions or leaders in my world. And I'd like to ask you, who helped you that you want to call out and recognize?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. The biggest, I have to tell you, the biggest mentors, and this is going to sound cliched, the biggest mentors in my life, Stephen, are my parents, my mom and my dad. Every lesson I ever learned, every value that's carried with me, courage, work ethic, all of it, my parents, responsibility, loyalty, how to treat people, all of it, my mom and my dad. That's it. Everything else, there's been incredible business mentors. There's been incredible people in my life, friends, family, and so forth. Nothing comes close. My parents are my top. That's my wife, of course, because she puts up with me every day. But
and your children.
And you've met my wife, so you can attest. She puts up.
You're a better man for knowing her. I'll tell you that much.
She's amazing. And my kids. My kids are incredible. They're amazing. I'm very lucky, believe me.
And I'm thinking at this point, let's take a break. But when we come back, all right, Joe, I would like to talk more about Step Change, but also the Care and Bradley Foundation that you created, and for MS. And so, Peter, take it away for the commercial break.
And we're going to be right back. You're listening to Stephen Lukowski, Joe Bradley. We're going to make sure Joe has a guest page on Building Fortunes Radio. We're going to be right back.
Thanks for listening to the KISC My Health Radio Show series on Building Fortunes Radio. This episode is brought to you by the Cranberry King, also known as Captain Cranman. Universally recognized Stephen Lukowski. If you manufacture or distribute a product in the dietary supplement industry, you should check out Stephen Lukowski on LinkedIn and on the Building Fortunes Radio guest page. Reach out to Stephen. For over 30 years, he has brought a balance of helping companies grow their businesses while contributing to the health and well-being of others. Make sure you check us out on your mobile devices, in your car, or your computer, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. You can go directly to www.kiskmyhealth.com for previous episodes. The KISC My Health Radio Show can be heard on any device you have connected to the internet. Go directly to www.kiskmyhealth.com. So spread the word, tell a friend about today's KISC My Health Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio. Now back to the show. Take it away, Peter.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here on Building Fortunes Radio. This is the very special KISC My Health Radio Show. And if you go to kiskmyhealth.com, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. And Joe, thanks for being here. Stephen, take it away.
Yeah, thank you. Joe, I really want to ask you, before we talk about Step Change, and maybe this might lead perfectly into Step Change, you decide to go into the entrepreneurial world with your passion and your takeaway knowledge from your successful experience with Gainaden and Kerry. But then, there's companies every day around the world that want to come into North America, or ingredient companies, science-based ingredient companies, wanting to tap into the market to generate business. What advice would you give these companies?
What advice? ask for help and be creative. and honestly there's not a one size fits all solution either. Okay. There's a lot of companies just feel like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire a bunch of salespeople, or I'm going to hire a distributor and that'll be it. I think they have to be very strategic. There's no one size fits all answer to this, Stephen. And I think I wish I had a multitude of answers for it. I think it's why we have a variety of at StepChange. We created a variety of programs for these situations, so that we can help facilitate and provide the right solutions and the right answers and the right programs, so that in these situations we can advise them on what to do, so that they're not just throwing money or making bad decisions or hiring a bunch of people that they end up, you know, firing in a year or whatever. I mean, this is, you know, it's a great question, and that doesn't have an easy answer. Yeah.
Well, all right. So take that question and let's add to it. But I know that finding that great salesperson, the next Joe Bradley, say, all right, to come out there and sell, and you told me this already in the listeners, that selling science-based ingredients is a hard thing to do, right? And Ed, you're just one person, all right? You know, and you bring on a person, you know, and you try to do it on your own, or you go through a distributor, right? I know that model is working in the past, right? But, you know, since COVID, have you noticed the industry change from the distribution model to where it is today?
Here's what I've noticed, Stephen. Here's what hasn't changed. Sales cycles are still going to be 18 to 24 months. Here's what I've noticed. Innovation takes time. Innovation is slow. Major CPG companies are not innovating as fast as, if anything, they're slower coming off of COVID. So this is the reality. So if innovation is slow, if the sales cycles are just as long, it's a battle of attrition, right? So, you know, that's my answer.
I think that what you're telling me is really one of the reasons why you created StepChange. And
1,000%.
I would like to listen. Yeah. So for 1,000%, give me, you know, the elevator pitch, all right, of, you know, in a sense of, you know, your business model. Right, and how you bring value to the industry, and why it's becoming a disruptive force, but yet a needed.
We are hitting a chord, and the easiest way to describe our business, and you did a really nice job, by the way, at the beginning, and thank you. We help science-backed ingredient companies overcome commercialization challenges. And that's in essence what we do. So, and we do it through in a number of ways, through some unique programs, whether it's direct selling programs, whether it's doing branded, creating brands, in-market brands, we call them beacon brands, at retail level, to help facilitate, create a buzz around a particular branded ingredient. And we can do that at incredible speed through our retail partners nationally. And we're also getting ready, and we're really excited about this, Steve, and I don't even think you know about it. We're getting ready to launch a private label program through our channels of independent retail, beginning in January, with roughly 1,000 retailers in the U.S. where we're going to be able to launch various products featuring science-backed ingredients. And again, provide avenues to tell stories featuring those ingredients that, again, are bringing value to the retailers that are, that we're partnered with, and also our ingredient partners as well. So number of ways we can do it. Again, at the end of the day, it's about bringing our partners, our ingredient partner stories to the forefront.
Interesting. And, you know, there's, can you tell us a little bit more about the health trend, you know, that you're seeing in the industry that's connected to step change?
A lot of health trends we like. Obviously, cognitive is a big area where we're, you know, there's a lot of amazing ingredients in cognitive health that we're big fans of. Certainly postbiotic, you know, I'm going to give a shout out to postbiotics. In fact, we just announced a postbiotic beverage featuring a ingredient that we really, really love called iMuse with key Oaxaca. That is awesome. I think the other trend I think you're going to see you know, I think sleep, melatonin-free sleep is kind of an interesting area. We get a lot of requests for that right now, you know, for formulation, you know, whether it's in gummies or you know, other supplement applications. But even, like, it's funny. I think the other area I think to look out is – I think Chris will be talking about it at Supply Side from our team, Chris and Devin, women's health kind of trends, functional snacking, you know, kind of what's, you know, when we talk functional snacking, it's like, okay, well, what's really essential to the consumer? It's still, you know, consumers right now, it's so confusing. There's so much stuff out there. You know, what do they really need, and marrying that to what's new and what's, you know, it can be challenging. So,
yeah. Well, you mentioned direct selling. You know, what about the MLM market? How do you see, you know, your business involving with the MLM market?
We do a lot in that area. I think we get obviously if we're doing a lot with ingredient companies. We help a lot of MLM companies, you know, come to us for the latest and greatest formulations. And you know, if we're kind of an impartial, gauge for them, and we can do best in class formulas and best, you know, we certainly, as you know, we work with a lot of MLMs and help a lot of them. So, provide a lot of fresh product.
I've looked at your business model. I think it's fascinating, and I think, you know, you should have your own show basically on that, because I just don't see the Joe Bradleys of the new world industry.
I think our business model is different, and I think we do things differently. Which is, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And let's just also, you don't touch anything. You're a science-based guy, and you got a great team over there. I think you have some of the Gatorade people on your team still, right?
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because first of all, my team, like, everything is my team. Like, I am. There is nothing special about me, Stephen. I'm not a science guy. I am a humble sales guy. There's nothing special. Like I said, if I'm the smartest guy in the room, I'm in the wrong room. Like, I have the most incredible team. Many of them came from Ganaden. And you know, like the David Kellers, the Devon Golems. I mean, these are incredible people. And they are, I mean, first class all the way. And I am so blessed and grateful to have them with me on this journey. And I mean, these are some of the brightest people in the industry. So, and a lot of people that come in, you know, from all over the world that come into Cleveland, Ohio to meet with us, they're just blown away. Like, wow, your team is, this is really, you got an incredible team, Joe. And again, I can't say enough about them.
Yeah.
And that's what this is about, Stephen. I mean, yeah. This is what motivates me. I mean, another thing that motivates me is my people. This is why you do this.
Yeah. Well, like I said before, it's you're doing this for others and ultimately the consumer, helping this consumer, contributing to their health and well-being. But, you know, your step change and others, I see you're investing in the industry. How, you know, you're investing in the trade associations. How important is that for the growth of Step Change and for you?
It's very important. I think we're very involved in women in nutraceuticals. We'll continue to be. I think, you know, as our team finds industries or associations that they want to be involved in, we're going to support them. I think that goes without saying, Stephen. So we'll continue to support the industry that has supported us as we continue to grow.
And thank you. And I a shout out to all those companies who are not involved in associations, please consider investing. You know, it's valuable. It's, you know, the associations out there are needed. Yes, I'm worried about their succession plans. All right. But for now, we need to invest back into this industry. All right.
You had also, Len Monheit and the Global Prebiotic Association. I mean, we'll see them next week. I mean, there's plenty of them. I mean, there's so many great ones.
Yeah. The
organization
for cancer,
support them.
Yeah. Natural Association with Terry Howard, you know, like you said, WIN. These are important associations. You know, they're opening doors for us and diversity and, you know, job equality and, you know, it's needed. You know, together, united, we stand. We're a better country for it and a better industry for it. So
better industry.
What advice would you give younger kids wanting to come into our industry or who are in our industry now?
There's no shortcuts. Put in the work. It's a great industry, Stephen. I don't know. You know, I don't want to say I lucked into it.
How important is networking for them, right? You know, and
networking
and
is everything, of course. But that's what I'm saying. There's no shortcuts. There's no you put in the work. Build relationships are currency. How's that? Pick up the phone. Make the calls. There's another thing. Build relationships, follow up, do the work, do what you say you're going to do, be accountable. Yeah. I say character matters. Surround yourself with great people. That's another thing. Don't cut corners. A lot of it's basic stuff, common sense.
Yeah. And I just say, you know, take action, be consistent at it. Like you say, follow up, you know, like all these trade shows, people go to the shows, they make connections, they don't follow up afterwards.
Don't get me started on that. I mean, that's
another show. All right.
I mean,
that literally is what I
hear that on a daily basis in my footstep change. So,
yeah. So, I can tell you one of the main reasons why, I call you my dear friend, right, is because of what you have done beyond your work and the foundation that you created, the Karen Bradley Foundation. Can you please tell us more about it?
Thank you, Stephen. Well, it was, like a lot of things in my life, kind of, started as out of nowhere. It was a bunch of my buddies. We were, sitting around watching, I don't even know what we were doing, probably in college drinking beer. And we decided to do a charity event. And then next thing we knew, we were doing events that coincided with the NFL draft. Every year they got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then next thing we knew, we were having Browns players, Cavs players, Indians players, local celebrities, bands. Then we were the largest third-party contributor to the MS Society. Then we decided, okay, we want to control the money. And then we started our own 501c3 charity. And one of the things that as people started to come to our events, I would hear people and even having grown up with the disease, it was okay, it doesn't matter whether you have MS or this could be any disease. Kind of the forgotten folks are the people that are taking, the caregivers, Stephen. They're kind of the forgotten ones. So respite care, I wanted to fund respite. Fund help, not hope. And so that's really what the Karen Bradley Foundation was for, to fund the respite program. And we became the largest third party or the largest donor to the respite program in Cleveland.
Joe, could you at least tell people who Karen Bradley is?
Karen's my mom, or was my mom, yeah. So she passed away.
So Karen Bradley, she was diagnosed with MS.
She was diagnosed when I was a kid, yes.
She was marked by resilience and a strong commitment in helping others. She remained active in her community and dedicated to raising awareness about MS. And you're carrying the torch, Joe, for her.
You're the torch.
Just want to jump in real quick. Make sure we give people the website. It's thekarenfoundation.org. Thekarenfoundation.org. Just want to make sure that we plug that in there, Joe.
So people could donate, right? So that's a great cause.
Yeah, read about it and donate.
Thank you.
Well, I think the foundation was established, right, to provide support and care for families.
Families. All the money raised goes to families. So.
Yeah, and her legacy continues through you and the foundation's work.
And her grandkids and again, it was a tribute to, not just her, but my father and the forgotten, the caregivers out there that need help. They just need a helping hand. They need, they need a break.
Well, her story is a testament to the power of resilience, and so is yours, Joe.
Right, you're too kind.
Oh God, no! I'm serious. Like you show me a good son, I'll show you better parents, right? And
I was lucky.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
blessed.
It's you were blessed, and that being said, Joe, we're winding down at the end of our show, and I really want to say thank you for making a difference, not just in my life, but to the lives of so many you've touched out there. your contributions. You know, you could have just settled, but no, you took the torch from your mom, right, for her, for that passion of MS, right? You took the torch of what you learned from Gated and Carrie, and you took it into the entrepreneurial world. And congratulations. We got Peter, we're going to have him come back, you know, for another show.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You guys are
too
kind.
I think, oh, my God. Joe,
thank you for putting up with me, Stephen. I think I was rambling too much. You guys are great. Thank you, Stephen. You're way too kind.
I'll say anything to make you feel better with the Indians. All right. Oh, my God.
Hey, the Browns and the – my Guardians.
Browns,
hey, the
Indians
Cavs won last night, right? They beat the Raptors, so hey.
I got this much. They are the, you know, the Indians were can-do stars like yourself, in the sense that they had the lowest budgets of all the playoff teams. but it just shows you what passion and true grit can get you today. And our listeners who, out there, just I'm so thankful. It's a privilege and honor to be able to have you listen to Joe Bradley's career story and to share his success with us. But most importantly, I want you to go out there and be good to yourself, but most importantly, I want you to be kind to others and make this world a better place. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned. Peter, take it away.
This is great. Joe, thanks so much for being here. The foundation, again, is the KarenFoundation.org. Joe's got a great company, Joe Bradley. I believe it's called Step Change Innovations. Is that correct, Joe?
That's correct. Thank you, Peter.
Excellent. You are welcome. They're over in Cleveland. We're going to make sure we have him back. He's got a ton of stories and a lifetime to be able to kind of share with the Building Fortunes Radio people. And for our home-based business listening audience, I'm sure his company has a big factor of what you guys deal with on a regular basis, and we appreciate all the stuff that he does to be able to keep the product safe, the industry safe, and all those other things that we probably never see. So, Joe, we want to make sure we have you back. Okay. Stephen. Lukowski, thank you as usual. Award-winning, go to different events. I think you guys are going somewhere this weekend for a convention, and we will be back. Supply side, yeah. And we're going to have a special radio show. Right,
that's
while you're away, we're going to be.
We'll see you next week. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. They'll be live, so.
Yeah.
So find Stephen. How will they notice you, Stephen? Are you going to wear your Cran Man?
Red shoes, red jacket, cranberry tie. I'll be holding a crantini in my hand. Hey, Peter, tell the listeners where else they can listen to Joe Bradley show today besides
They can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/KISKMYHealth. That's KISC, which stands for Key Influencers Super Champions. That's the way Stephen does it. We also have it on the domain name KISKMYHealth, KISCMYHealth.com. But you'll also be able to go check this out on, the popular ones, Spotify, iTunes, Google Music, YouTube Music. We're on iHeartRadio. We're all over the place. And for those MLMers, we have MLM.news and multilevelmarketing.news, and we have other ones as well. They're all over the place. But if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/media, you'll be able to see the different places we are and check out the different websites. So it's buildingfortunesradio.com/media. You'll be able to check that out over there as well. So we are here and ever expanding. We just love the stuff that Stephen's doing, and I don't know how to say it. I love being able to provide the platform for these great people to showcase what they do to make the world a better place. So, Stephen, I'll let you wrap up with that note about making the world a better place. And these guys are going to be in Las Vegas at the Supply Side West conference.
Yep.
And it's going to be around Halloween, I think. So you'll find people in costumes. But Stephen's always going to be in his cranberry costumes for a fantastic event.
Man.
Stephen, I'll let always
I
Captain Cranman.
I don't even, Joe, you probably won't be there. You're probably heading home for trick or treat for the kids.
I'll be there. No, I'll see you. I'll see you next
God,
week, Stephen.
What costume are you going to wear? We got to find that. All right. So.
My wife will be there, too. So.
That'd be great.
So we'll keep it a surprise.
We'll see you.
All right, everybody out there, have a very happy rest of the week. All right. And we'll see you next week at Supply Side West, Joe.
Cheers.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
You've been listening to the Kisk My Health radio show on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for listening. This Kisk My Health radio show is brought to you by Stephen Lukowski. Stephen is known as the Cranberry King, universally known as Captain Cranman. Stephen has over 30 years of experience working with manufacturers and marketers of dietary supplements and natural ingredients to make this world a healthier and a better place. You can check out Stephen Lukowski on LinkedIn and on the KiskMyHealth.com website. We are glad you listened in. Spread the word. And check out previous Kisk My Health radio episodes. Bye for now. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. Now go make the world a better place.